It was Netanyahu's fourth address to the U.S. Congress as Israeli Prime Minister. He's calling full U.S. backing for his fight against Hamas and other Iran-backed groups. Thousands of demonstrators filled several blocks protesting his address as they carried Palestinian flags and signs that called for the arrest of the Prime Minister. Police blocked protesters from getting too close to the Capitol building and even sprayed some with pepper spray. Rama Ali Kassad is a member of the Palestinian Community Network. She addressed a large crowd at the rally.
Today we are here to remind these war criminals, to remind these butchers, to remind these cowards, your days in power are numbered.
According to the Gaza Health Ministry, more than 39,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war. A day before Netanyahu's speech, protesters attempted a sit-in at the Cannon Building, which houses congressional offices. According to the Capitol Police, about 200 people were arrested. Aya Ziada is a member of the group American Muslims for Palestine. She says people need to do more than talk to accomplish a ceasefire.
We must channel our outrage into action. It's not enough to condemn these actions with words. We must demand that our leaders uphold international law and human rights, no matter how tiring it may become for us. The occupation and apartheid must end.
More than 50 Democratic lawmakers boycotted Netanyahu's speech, citing concerns over the high civilian casualty figures in Gaza. Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib is the only Palestinian-American in Congress. She showed up at the speech dressed in a keffiyeh, or traditional Palestinian scarf, and held a sign that read war criminal as Netanyahu spoke. March organizer Leanne Filon is with the Answer Coalition. She said her group and others will continue to speak out until the war is over.
We will continue building this movement. We will continue building our forces. We will march today, and we will continue organizing and marching because we know that the historical place for us to be is the ones who are determining our own future. And that future has no place for genocide and has all the room for the Palestinian people's sovereignty and freedom and self-determination.
Officials from Egypt, Israel, the United States, and Qatar are scheduled to meet in Doha, Qatar on Thursday to resume talks over a proposed three-phase ceasefire to end the war and free the remaining hostages. For KPFA News, I'm Audie McAfee.